News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
But first, Shane, to a story that we're going to be discussing in a couple of minutes' time with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, a warning from them that has come out. A damning report, really, about the government and their latest budgetary policy. This is kind of prudent, Pascal, not actually that prudent.
Yeah, and look, Seamus Coffey is going to be joining us in a moment, so we let him outline why they are concerned. But look, just to make the point, we have been saying this for months. In fact, we've been saying it for a couple of years on this programme. This government is very good at talking the talk about fiscal responsibility, about moving away from boom and bust budgets. It's not so good at actually walking the walk. And look, I think we all need to look at ourselves in the mirror. We all need to examine ourselves in relation to this, because we do tend to view Budget Day like the audience in the Late Late Toy Show. It's like, what's in it for me? Let's get the goodies in. In good times, let's splash the cash. In bad times, let's rein it in. I don't think that's how they do budgets in Germany. I really don't. And I think we need to change our approach. And I guarantee, Kieran, if you went out on the street now and did a straw poll and asked people, should nurses get pay increases? Should teachers get pay restoration? Should taxes be cut? Should the Western Rail Corridor we were talking about earlier be extended? Should broadband be built? Should pay parity be restored? Should we have more special needs assistance? Everyone would say, yeah, absolutely. There's limited resources, and it's our money. We don't seem to get that fact. It is our money, and we need to make it go as far as we can. I just think we need to wise up, and I think the government needs to get its act together.
Yeah, I'll be interested to hear what Seamus's proposals are, maybe in terms of wising up, because I read through the report, and as I mentioned earlier, in the 170 odd pages of the full report, the phrase slow down, the word slow down is used about 16 times, and there's a sense, the real sense you get reading it, is that it's not about taking fiscal measures to avoid a slowdown, rather a slowdown is inevitable. All the warning signs are there, both domestically and internationally, and it's about how you manage that slowdown. And I look at the fundamentals of the economy, and I just wonder where the wriggle room is. If there had to be an onboard snip NUA, where do those cuts come from? That's what I wonder when you look into the future.
Okay, well, let's put some of those issues to Seamus Coffey, chairperson of the Fiscal Advisory Council. First off, Seamus, I suppose, obvious question. What's wrong, in your view, with Budget 2019?
So we'd look at a number of things. The first thing we look at is not necessarily just 2019, but what happened in 2018. And we got announced plans for additional spending in 2018 above and beyond what was already planned. Now, last year, some of that was absorbed by savings elsewhere. But for 2018, that additional spending is going on top of what was already planned. There was no savings elsewhere. So it's an increase in what was previously set out. Then we look for 2019. Are the government sticking in line with what their intended plan was? And no, they haven't. The Budget Day package was larger than the government had set out in the summer economic statement. Then we might look at the overall rate of increase, looking at spending and tax measures. What is the impact of policy on the economy? Now, before the budget, the Fiscal Council said that an increase of $3.5 billion would have been appropriate, which itself was a pretty substantial increase. But if you look at those spending increases for 2018 and the increased package for 2019, you're looking at an impact of policy on the budget for 2019 of around $4.5 billion. So beyond the limit that we would have considered prudent. And then if you look at technical issues like the fiscal rules, the budget documents show breaches of the fiscal rules. And these are all things we wouldn't have seen last year. So actually, we'd have been relatively sanguine about the budget delivered last year and would have welcomed many of those factors, whereas 12 months later, we're not seeing that at all.
Okay. Pascal Donoghue, in his budget, I think a lot of people would be confused by this. And it is quite a complex area, myself included, when I talk about being confused, because Pascal Donoghue got up in his budget speech and said current spending is rising by less than the forecast rate of growth of 3.5%. And he compared that with, say, the Celtic Tiger days when current spending rose by an average, I think it was 12% a year. Is that not quite prudent?
I suppose current spending excludes capital spending. And capital spending this year is set to grow by 27%, and next year is set to grow by close on 15%. So focusing on the current side is maybe excluding some of those increases in capital spending. But if you look at the public finances, and when you get under a bonnet, as you say, like, we see significant tailwinds that have boosted the public finances for the past couple of years. On the spending side, we can look at national debt interest, which has fallen due to historically low interest rates. And of course, due to the recovery, expenditure on unemployment income supports have fallen dramatically, with the unemployment rate dropping from over 15% down near 5%. And then on the revenue side, we, of course, have corporation tax, which has surged in recent years, has more than doubled, and now makes up a record share of Exchequer tax revenue. And the recovery itself, all those people going back to work, has led to above-trend increases in income tax and PRSI. So the government's finances are being boosted by huge tailwinds. But then if you look at the outturn and what the final position is, we see that the balance has hardly changed over the past 3 or 4 years. And for 2019, we're due to run, albeit a very small, but we're due to run a deficit again. So if you have these billions of euro of boost to the public finances, how come they're not showing up in an improved budgetary position? And one reason for that is that these resources are being used pretty much as fast as they're coming in.
One of the mistakes of the Celtic Tiger is we used windfall tax receipts from the property sector to drive current spending and to cut taxes. Are there any signs that we are using potentially temporary windfall gains, for example, from corporation tax, to boost spending and cut taxes?
There's no doubt there are some echoes of what happened in the past. Like, the level of risk is nowhere near as high as it would have been in 2006 and 2007. But there are some echoes of it, and particularly, as I say, in relation to corporation tax. Like, so corporation tax has gone from about 4.5 billion in 2013, 2014. This year it'll be 9.5 billion and is set to exceed 10 billion over the coming year. So it has surged. But at the same time, then, we're not seeing that improvement in the budgetary position. In fact, that money has been is used to fund permanent and long-lasting spending increases. And of course, there are doubts about the sustainability of these corporation tax receipts. We don't know where they've come from. We probably don't know where they're going to go. So there would be concerns about the sustainability of those receipts over the coming years. And if we take Ireland's corporation tax, in the main, it comes from foreign-owned multinationals. So generally, when you get a tax increase, it comes out of the domestic economy, it comes out of people's pockets, and if the government spends it, it's essentially a flow in and a flow out. But with corporation tax, it's not necessarily coming out of our pockets. It's coming out of foreign investors. So spending that is a stimulus and a boost to the domestic economy that it doesn't actually need it this time. The domestic economy is performing quite well. We actually think it'll continue to perform quite well over the medium term, but there's no doubt there are significant risks on the horizon, and the inability to move to a position of surplus, to move to a planned position of surplus, leaves us in a position that we might not be able to deal with that downturn when it does come.
Charlie McCreevy famously said back in the noughties, when I have it, I spend it. Is that what the current government is doing at the moment?
I suppose, like, there are some resonance to what Charlie McCreevy said back then. Of course, at the time he was actually looking at, when he said that phrase, he was looking at trying to reduce the growth of spending. He further said
he was,
the mistake is to spend it when you don't. So I think that the last bit of that tends to...
He got hammered for it.
...to get ignored. But there are some similarities. Now, the level is nowhere near as high, and the risk to the economy aren't as substantial. We were very much dependent on the construction sector, both for the tax revenue and economic activity back in 2006-2007. You can point to risks now, but they're not as connected or interrelated as they would have been back then. But the position is that if we had simply stuck to plans, if the government had stuck to the plans that announced, we'd probably be running a small surplus for 2019, which, given the risks in relation to Brexit, the international tax environment, and just the inevitable slowdown in the economy, would lead us in a position where we would be better able to deal with it. Like, the Fiscal Council isn't looking for, I suppose, a complete tightening of the budgetary purse strings. Like, we did say that 3.5 billion would be appropriate for 2019. And we'd like to think that we could increase spending at a 3-3.5% plus the rate of inflation every year. Not this case of having high increases in spending now when the economy is performing well, and then if the economy slows down, the government having to accentuate that and add to that by also slowing down government spending. If we can keep government spending on a steady growth path in line with the sustainable growth of the economy, we can maybe take some heat out of the economy now when it's performing quite well, and then add a boost when we actually need it.
In a word, is the government being irresponsible? Is it being reckless? Is that how would you
categorize? I think it'll be going a little bit too far. What we see is that the plans as set out for 2019 are not in line with prudent economic and budgetary management. But I think going as far as that would be going too far.
But not prudent.
Indeed.
Okay, Seamus Coffey, chairperson of the Fiscal Advisory Council. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.